This is Tom Rowe with the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Wednesday, March 18th, from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. This is a roundup of coronavirus news and announcements from New York State and the Hudson Valley and Catskills, produced in collaboration with the Other Hudson Valley and the River Newsroom. The River is also collaborating with WGXC to announce these updates on 90.7 FM at midnight, 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m., and in the audio archives. Starting today, La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, will be translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish. New York State now has 1,374 confirmed cases with 424 new cases. The hotline for information is 888-364-3065. Everyone in New York State is encouraged to stay home as much as possible and to keep a distance of at least 6 feet from one another in public places. The state's social distancing advice is not a blanket quarantine or, quote, shelter-in-place, unquote, order, at least not yet, Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa announced. Quote, any blanket quarantine or shelter-in-place policy would require state action, and as the governor has said, there is no consideration of that for any locality at this time, unquote, she said. California residents in multiple counties are now living under strict, quote, shelter-in-place, unquote, policies that ban travel and non-essential trips. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has indicated that he is considering something similar, although he would need state action to declare such a policy. In addition to the statewide closing of bars, restaurants, gyms, theaters, and casinos, which went into effect March 16th, the state is urging only essential businesses remain open after 8 p.m., groceries, pharmacies, gas stations, and medical facilities. A second drive-through testing facility, in addition to the one already operating in New Rochelle, began serving patients on Long Island. Three more are planned in Rockland County, Suffolk County, and Staten Island. State legislators and the Cuomo administration are hammering out a bill to guarantee job protection and pay for quarantined New Yorkers. The bill will include a permanent paid sick leave policy. The state attorney general will stop collecting student and medical debt for 30 days starting March 17th to relieve financial stress during the pandemic. The accrual of interest on these debts will also be suspended. The state is working with healthcare associations and worker unions to create and expand child care centers for the hospital workforce. In a press conference, Cuomo said that the coronavirus outbreak might peak in around 45 days, The Hill reports, and warned that federal action was badly needed to build out increased hospital capacity. Health experts are predicting that the state will need as many as 55,000 and 110,000 hospital beds, Cuomo told the press. Quote, compare that to our hospital capacity, and that will keep you up at night, unquote, he said. As a flood of laid-off workers intermittently crashed the New York State unemployment website March 16th, the New York Times reports, they're working on it, they say. Also experiencing delays, the federal coronavirus bill, which was rushed to passage by the U.S. House in a white heat around 1 a.m. on March 14th, then got held up in limbo until March 16th by a lone Texas Republican congressman and is now still awaiting Senate action. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't like it, but he's telling members to back it soon, maybe. The concept of universal basic income has gone from a pipe dream to a real political possibility practically overnight. On Monday, Mitt Romney and Andrew Yang were calling for every American to get $1,000 to help weather the outbreak. By Tuesday, the idea had the support of Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Bernie Sanders is proposing that every American get $2,000 a month until the crisis is over. It's a weird moment of political unity. Speaking of political unity, after spending March 16th sniping at each other on social media, Cuomo and Trump are now apparently pals, the New York Post reports. Or at least they're working together. Quote, we are Americans at the end of the day, unquote, Cuomo said in a press conference March 17th. New York's tax revenues are expected to fall dramatically, adding between $4 billion and $7 billion to the state's budget deficit, which was already projected to be $6 billion before the coronavirus, according to an analysis by the state comptroller. The closure of the state's casinos and video lottery facilities will also impact the state's coffers. $1.1 billion in state revenue was expected in the next year. On the positive side of things, Congress is considering legislation in response to the pandemic that would temporarily boost its share of Medicaid spending, decreasing the cost to the states. though the effects of this on the budget cannot yet be quantified. Revenue is always difficult to predict, the report noted, and these are only projections. The Federal Small Business Administration relaxed its criteria today for disaster assistance loans related to the coronavirus outbreak. Normally, the SBA only makes disaster assistance loans in counties that have been identified as disaster areas by the governor. Now they will be made available statewide following an economic injury declaration. For information on how to apply for a low-interest disaster loan for a small business or nonprofit, visit the SBA's coronavirus page. The New York State Police are advising residents calling 911 to tell the dispatcher if anyone in their household, including themselves, is experiencing flu-like symptoms. This will allow first responders to prepare properly to prevent the spread of disease, according to the announcement. The state police are also suspending employment fingerprinting and child safety seat checks until further notice. Some towns in the Hudson Valley and Catskills have activated new websites or are posting COVID-19-related information on town Facebook pages. We have begun posting links to town sites along with county information. We don't have a comprehensive list yet, so if your town has an official website or Facebook page with regularly updated coronavirus information, send a link to tips@therivernewsroom.com. Many school districts have begun to offer meals to children who are now being schooled at home. Check with your local district for details. Local places of worship are also widely canceling services and also making plans to reach out to homebound congregants. Check with your local place of worship to find out what they are offering. Data can be shifty, and county-confirmed coronavirus case counts are no exception. On March 17th, according to reporting from the Daily Freeman, the state announced two new cases in Ulster County who were tested in New York City and are still quarantined there. Three other confirmed cases are self-quarantining in Greene County, but were apparently counted elsewhere since the county officially only has two confirmed cases. We're not sure exactly how the state is determining which county to put a case in, but it does appear that, like residency in upstate New York in general, whether or not you're local depends on your definition. In Westchester County, there are now 380 confirmed cases, 160 new. Westchester County, like the state at large, had a big jump in confirmed cases March 17th, a development state officials expected to see as more widespread testing ramped up. A White Plains man was arrested after allegedly threatening to blow up a New Rochelle office building where the state has set up its coronavirus testing command post. The man allegedly called the building and said he was going to, quote, blow up this expletive building with all you guys inside, unquote, according to the Journal News. It was also unclear if the threat had to do with coronavirus testing. The building also houses the Westchester County Department of Health. In Rockland County, there are 22 cases confirmed, six new. Drive-up COVID-19 testing facilities are operational at Crystal Run Healthcare in West Nyack and Good Samaritan Hospital in Suffern. Residents must make appointments through their primary care provider. The Journal News has a comprehensive list of cancellations and closures throughout Rockland County. In Orange County, there are 15 cases, four new. The individual related to Middletown High School, who tested positive for the coronavirus late March 15th, was a staff member or student, the district superintendent told the Times-Herald-Record on March 17th. District officials have not been provided the person's identity or any additional information. The infected individual was in the school between March 2nd and 9th, and anyone experiencing symptoms should contact their health care provider. An additional person related to the first case was tested, but the results have not been provided to the district by the state. The school was closed starting March 16th. The county's schools will most likely stay closed for at least 4 weeks, 2 weeks longer than the initial emergency proclamation, according to Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. The county was finalizing plans to have half its employees work from home, part of an order Governor Cuomo issued March 16th. County officials have said people with mild symptoms should self-quarantine and wait for the virus to self-resolve, which happens in at least 80% of cases, to avoid overburdening facilities. Orange Regional Medical Center will restrict visitors starting Wednesday, March 18th. All visitations will be halted except for single visitor for pediatric patients, a birthing partner, parent or doula for patients at the birthing center or the neonatal ICU, and a single visitor to accompany patients to the ER or to surgeries. In Dutchess County, there are 16 cases, six new. Dutchess County has a COVID-19 hotline at 845-486-3555. The city of Poughkeepsie announced plans to decrease its in-person workforce to decrease density at city buildings. The first round of non-essential workers will go on paid leave for 2 weeks, effective March 18th, and another round will go on paid leave for 2 weeks, starting April 1st. City offices are closed to the public, but will continue to conduct business. The Poughkeepsie Galleria will reduce its hours starting March 18th. It will be open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 12 establishments in the mall have decided to completely close. In Ulster County, there are 8 cases of confirmed, one new. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said he is halting hiring and, quote, non-coronavirus work or initiatives until we get through the immediate crisis, unquote, according to the Daily Freeman. The freeze is in anticipation of a drastic loss of sales and hotel-motel tax revenue. Ryan will hold an online information briefing March 18th at noon that WGXC will broadcast. It will be live-streamed on his official Facebook page. The county will most likely start daily briefings going forward, according to Assistant Deputy Executive Dan Torres. Quote, Project Resilience, unquote, a public-private partnership between the county, the United Way, and local businesses, will begin to supply meals and other support to county residents affected by the pandemic. The county has secured $2 million for the effort in the last 24 hours. United Way is accepting donations for the effort with the goal of raising $5 million. Residents can apply online for assistance or donate to the effort at ulstercountyny.gov/coronavirus. The Daily Freeman has a list of cancellations and closures in Ulster County. In Greene County, there are 2 cases. The New York State Department of Health says there are 2 cases because they list the county where a patient was tested, not where the patient is currently located, leading to discrepancies in this county, according to the Catskill Daily Mail reporter Melanie Lakosovic. The newspaper reported on March 15th that 3 people confirmed to have coronavirus, all of whom contracted the virus outside the county, are self-quarantining in Greene County. Columbia Memorial Health COVID's hotline is 518-828-8249. Town of Catskill municipal buildings are closed Tuesday, March 17th until March 31st. The Catskill's Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center is closed until March 27th, but Meals on Wheels will continue providing food to delivery or pickup. In Putnam County, there are 2 cases confirmed, 0 new. Putnam County announced that daycare centers would reopen March 18th, but we advise you check back with them on that. Delaware County has 1 case confirmed and a phone number to call Bassett Healthcare Network hotline is 607-547-5555. Delaware County Public Health Services issued a press release March 17th reiterating state advice on social distancing and urging residents to contact health providers before visiting hospitals or doctor's offices. The MARC Project, a nonprofit serving eastern Delaware County and the Ulster County town of Shindaykin, is building a locally focused list of resources and announcements. Among the announcements listed there, the Catskill Watershed Corporation and Delaware County Economic Development are suspending loan payments, and Margaretville Telephone Company is waiving all installation and reconnect fees. In Sullivan County, there's 1 case confirmed. 2 additional cases were announced by county officials after the state release of its daily numbers. Those 2 more cases were announced March 17th, according to a press release from the county manager. The 2 are self-quarantining, and the county is determining if they are any related exposures. The cases are unrelated to Sullivan County's first case, a healthcare worker at the Sunset Lake Nursing Home in Liberty. The county did not release the location of the 2 new cases and declined comment when asked if they were children or adults, according to independent journalist Rich Klein. The Catskill Regional Medical Center will restrict visitors starting March 18th. All visitations will be halted except a single visitor for pediatric patients, a birthing partner, parent or doula for parents at the birthing center or neonatal ICU, and a single visitor to accompany patients to the ER or to surgeries. In Columbia County, there are still 0 cases confirmed. The Columbia Memorial Health COVID-19 hotline is 518-828-8249. There are further details about the county school closures March 17th. Ichabod Crane School District is begin distributing free bagged lunches each day at 3 locations. In Schoharie County, there are 0 cases confirmed. Middleburg's village mayor, Matthew Avitabel, has been hoping to step down from office after village elections slated for this week, but those elections have now been moved to April 28th. Today, in a Facebook post, he let village residents know he's not going anywhere. Quote, I'm here at the closed village hall where I will be part of every weekday. We are compiling non-perishable goods and will be working with Edson Lindsay, Schoharie County Love, Valley Market, Middleburg Pharmacy, and the community to get goods out as needed. His cell is 518-763-6854, and the office phone is 518-827-5143. Be safe, everyone, he wrote. That has been today's edition of the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to theRiverNewsroom.com or theOtherHudsonValley.com for more information. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC.